23 hours.
Come on,
01.
Has been given a digital facelift. FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Traders at Mukushi's Makanda Market bemoan a poor state of sanitation facilities. Ndola DC and the Chifubu MP condemn Ashodi works on the damaged part of the Misundu Road. In African news, aware death rumors are fuel debate over Liberia's political divide. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Mukushi's Makanda Market have bemoaned the poor state of sanitation facilities at the market. Speaking on behalf of the traders, Makanda Market Chairman Ruben Changwe has told Kombon Radio News that traders depend on temporary toilets which pose a health risk and could lead to disease outbreak if not improved. He has since appealed to the government to construct a modern waterborne toilet at the market, saying this would help improve hygiene and create a safer trading environment.
So as a result, I'm aware it's very good for that among our cholera, malaria, diarrhea.
Residents of Mufurila Zakankoyo Section C have expressed their gratitude to the area member of parliament, Hudson Mabekta, for repairing water pipes allegedly vandalized by commuters. After enduring over 2 weeks without access to clean water, many residents were walking long distances in neighboring communities to fetch water for domestic use. Residents have since called on the MP to maintain his support as previous water sources were far from their homes.
We don't know.
Meanwhile, Kankoyo Member of Parliament, Hudson Mabeta, has praised the Ward Development Committee for their collaboration and thanked Mopani for covering the water supply bills. He called on the community to refrain from vandalizing the pipes, stressing that such action disproportionately affects women and children who must travel long distances for water.
Ishon defo kuromba kuvena kankoe bonzokwevo kwevati tira stavandaraiza menshi amenshi ivumi songa twatura ile mpaiti twautura besa mukuchira mone vama efe nabana abanono abashkwete pona mukomo kufinta kwa telechita so tira marombo kwevo kwevati na papata ila lai ni tuwondere po kuchita ripea pa kwa tibambo kwa tamenshi kusipompi kula kusi ila stavandaraiza.
Ndola District Commissioner Precious Sanjekwa and the Chifubu Constituents Member of Parliament, Lloyd Lubosha, have fumed over the shoddy works are being done by the contractor along a spoiled part of the Minsundu Road, which is being installed with culverts. Speaking when they visited the site, Mr. Lubosha complained about a lack of seriousness from the contractor and warned that government will not entertain a shoddy works from contractors.
Now, when the process was still going on, the rains came in, so they decided to do some temporary works on the road, and there was a funding of about 170,000 that came from the National Roads Fund, which was allocated here. But however, it was an in-house arrangement to which my office and the office of the DC, we are not comfortable with the quality of the works being done. So we have decided to request the council to bring in a contractor who is going to do excellent works on this bridge.
And Ndola District Commissioner Precious Sanjekwa echoed the MP's sentiments, urging the local authority to pull up their socks.
I'm very much disappointed with what we have found on Minsundu Road. Initially, we had sat October 7th to approve funds towards the culvert. But I'm shocked up to now, council did not approve for the contractor to come on the site. So what we have seen is the in-house arrangement which they are doing. And over the weekend, we almost lost, the first rains actually, to rain indoor, we almost lost a life here. So I thought by now, October is now a month plus. No contractor yet at the site. So I'm very much disappointed with actually the local authority, because this was discussed in the meeting, a DDMC meeting which I chair, and we approved some funds towards this.
Government has assured our stakeholders that it has taken immediate measures to protect the National Strategic Food Reserve at Mutamba Satellite Depot in Pika. On Friday, 7th November 2025, a severe windy storm partially blew off the protective tarpaulin covering one of the maize stacks at the depot.